Australia said today a war crimes investigation into the killing of five foreign journalists during Indonesia's 1975 invasion of East Timor will not sour diplomatic ties with Jakarta. Charles Collins has this report.
The police probe comes almost 2 years after an Australian coroner concluded that Indonesian soldiers deliberately killed two Australians, two Britons, and a New Zealander, known as the Balibo Five, in 1975 to cover up the invasion of East Timor. Official Indonesian reports have said the five died in a crossfire with Timorese fighters on October 16, 1975, as Indonesian forces entered East Timor in an incursion ahead of a full-scale invasion of the territory 2 months later. A spokesman for Indonesia's foreign ministry questioned why it was being reopened when both neighbors were attempting to put aside a history of rocky diplomatic relations. But Australia's foreign minister, Stephen Smith, told state radio that the probe will not damage the relations of the region's two main powers.
I'm absolutely confident that we can deal with this issue in a calm and sensible way, given that we are primarily dealing here with the independent decision of the Australian Federal Police.
The case has been an irritant to Australian-Indonesian relations for decades, with the men's families waging a high-profile campaign in Australian media for the Indonesian officers responsible for the shooting to face justice. The new police probe will focus on an Army Special Forces captain accused of ordering the killings and who later rose to be an Indonesian government minister. The investigation is unlikely to lead to extradition and prosecution, as Indonesia says it will not cooperate with Australian officials. I'm Charles Collins.